This morning on the K105.3 Morning Show.
It is International Women's Day today, celebrated around the world. China, Russia, Zimbabwe, and right here in Jackson, Michigan, it's a You Go Girl weekend.
The Bald, Scott Cloud, the K105.3 Morning Show.
Sometimes I'm just worried about you.
Well, just climb inside this head if you really want to be worried.
No.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah,
nope.
There's things going around in there.
My waders don't go that deep.
Kidding me? You're going to need a dry suit to go in there. Waders.
So scary.
You're not bringing in mucklucks in my head. First off, you got to take your shoes off. All right? There's a mat. Wipe your feet before you come in.
I feel like your mat says not welcome.
No, it says, you sure? Question mark. International Women's Day today.
Yes.
International Women's Day.
This is a big deal.
It really is.
Is this the... Okay, no. I have to be... this is not the first?
No, not even close.
Oh,
1906?
Oh.
It started in Russia.
Oh.
It started in Russia as a way of thanking the women's labor movement at that time because of World War... with some of the conflicts that were going on.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see here. I read over this morning. The first modern International Women's Day was actually a remembrance, and it was in New York. It was called International Working Women's Day, February 28th, 1909. It was in honor of the strike of the International Ladies Garments Workers Union, when 15,000 workers, including many immigrants, marched through the city's Lower East Side to demand social and political rights.
Wow.
So then, in 1914, 5 years later after the inception, on March 8th, the day was chosen because it was a Sunday, which the majority of women would have off from work, allowing them to participate in marches and other events, and has been celebrated on that date ever since. The day was declared a national holiday in the Soviet Union in 1917. And then the UN adopted it and made it an international holiday back in 1977.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So there's a big history behind International Women's Day.
Which is really neat, though. That's got some great roots to that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. So if you've never done any reading on International Women's Day, I highly recommend you do it. It's pretty fascinating. When you look even at I'm trying to figure out how to put this. Non-democracies, they even celebrate them in China, in Nepal, Mongolia, Cambodia, Afghanistan.
Wow.
They all celebrate International Women's Day.
That's surprising.
But I think it's fantastic that they're actually acknowledged there. And I think, obviously, there's more to be done.
Sure.
When it comes to the hashtag Me Too movement, Time's Up. Equality and pay, things to that effect. I mean, even when you read studies that say women are more effective leaders than men, and yet the CEOs are predominantly old white guys.
Predominantly, yes, that is still true.
I think it's more than predominantly.
Yeah, I would.
The vast
say
majority.
That's safe.
Mm-hmm. The vast majority are old white guys.
Yeah.
So. Women in several studies have been shown to be better leaders, and it's just time for... Last night, my honesty was tested, Jenny.
It was?
It was.
Well, what happened?
Wendy went to get a haircut.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cute.
Yeah. Oh, you know it.
What are you
putting that question mark on?
No, I didn't put... No, I
there
did not put...
Wendy?
Wendy is always cute, and there was never a question mark.
So, Wendy sent me a picture while she was in the chair.
Okay.
And she was in the chair. That's so... While she was getting her hair cut.
Yes.
But to me, that's in the chair.
Yeah.
Because for me, I could never sit still long enough. Yeah, that's fine. Whatever. I'll just leave it. So, she sends me a picture. And her text says, so I asked for a strawberry blonde / rose gold.
Okay.
This is how it came out. It almost looks purple to me. Not sure if I like it. She can, quote, fix, unquote, it.
Ooh.
Lighten it up if I don't like it. What do you think?
Okay, so she sent a picture.
She sent a picture.
Uh-huh.
And I replied, hey, if you don't feel it, then get it lightened up, baby.
Yeah, okay, great right. response.
I said, there is a bit of a purple to it.
Oh.
You can pull it off, though.
Oh, yeah, if anyone can pull it off, it is definitely Wendy.
So that was at 4:33, and then immediately after that, I wanted an opinion other than mine, an honest opinion.
Well, she came to the right place.
My reply?
Uh-huh.
It's purple.
Oh. Well,
she said honest.
Yes. Well, and you are you are honest to a fault sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. But if you ask someone for an honest opinion. See, that was the trap because I vacillated.
I mean, I could see, yeah, I could see the wheels turning in your head like, ooh, do I want to do this? Because she does have to come home tonight.
Exactly.
So.
You ever see those text stories where you start to write a text and then it's deep, deep, deep,
deep. Oh, for sure.
Start to write it, tick, 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 tick,
I do that all the time.
But the nice thing with Wendy and I is if she says or if I say I want an honest opinion, there's no in between. There's no games. There's no anything.
Right. Which is good. That's how it's supposed to be.
We've got a deal with each other.
Yeah.
We've got a deal. Sometimes she'll put on an outfit and I'll go, you know, that looks a little older than you are.
Ah, okay. That's awesome. No, you need people in your life like that.
And when I come down, sometimes I'll go
you don't I love
have any
you.
You don't have any other pants? Okay? Because prefer you wear pants when we go out. A.
And B, those look terrible.
But we're honest with each other, I think.
Yeah, you have to be. You have to be, A, because if you're out in public with your significant other and they look a mess, it is a direct reflection on you.
And that's what I look at when I look at old people, because there's either at some point, like the husband was like, you know what? Cat sweaters look good on you. You should wear them every day. No, no, no. That's what you need. They need to be more colorful cat sweaters. Wear them all the time. 90 degrees? Certainly. Wear a cat sweater. And Martha's over there going, no, the black socks look good with the sandals, Harold. Because you know at some point he came down black socks and sandals and Martha was like, you need to change. Woman.
Yeah.
I am 92 years old. It took me 20 minutes to get these socks off. And then I remembered I wanted. Then it took me another 20 minutes to get them on. Then I remembered I was going to wear sandals. At that point, no. I'm leaving them. It's a beautiful cat sweater, though. Whenever I do the weather, I find myself here in the studio. You can't see me, but I'm doing meteorological movements. Okay, when I talk about something coming up from the south, I'm actually with my right hand, like I'm in front of a whiteboard.
Or a green screen.
Thank you. Green. Yep. Or a whiteboard. Let's write down all the reasons I'm wrong. Here we are. We're going to whiteboard that this morning.
We're going to need marker replacements. It's a long list.
Frankie, we really don't need markers. Why did you buy him the smelly markers?
I thought it would be fun. I'm sorry. I just, man.
His nose has been colored.
I know. In so many
really
different colors.
Likes that red one. Really likes that red one. Where did you find those smelly markers? I haven't seen those since elementary school.
I know they're my favorite. I may or may not have. I washed it off. It's okay. Grape is my favorite.
Hi, my name is Jenny. Hi, Jenny. Been sniffing markers since I was 5.
Add that to the list.
It's been 20 minutes since my last marker sniff. I like the pink ones. You did like the pink ones, too. They were your favorite.
I'm not telling.
The black marker was licorice,
wasn't it? Ooh,
black
licorice. That was the worst.
Oh, that was pretty good, though, too.
No.
Yeah.
Black licorice is awful.
I will not sit here on International Women's Day and have you besmirch the good name of black licorice. We're doing weather, weren't we?
We were.
Okay.
We interrupt this program to bring you this.
What is this?
This is where the entertainment is.
This is
the Kid 105.3 Hollywood Beat with Jenny Lewis.
Oh,
hey. What's happening in Hollywood, kid?
Taylor Swift's stalker was arrested again for breaking into her apartment again.
Didn't he climb up on the roof or something?
He did. He climbed up on her second floor patio. He took a almost like a concrete block and he busted through her window.
What?
Luckily, she wasn't home and just completely destroyed her apartment. Now, again, luckily she wasn't home, but this is the second time this guy has done this in the matter of 6 months. So she's got a restraining order against him now. Well, she's had one, so she continues with it. And
what does she have?
A restraining order.
What is it?
Restraining order?
A judicial estrangement order. That blue thing I got from her.
Okay.
I've never even heard that.
You've never heard that?
No.
Now, wait a minute. How can you have never heard this? It's from a great movie.
A judicial estrangement order. That blue thing I got from her.
What movie is that from?
Ghostbusters 2.
Oh.
Sorry. I read that story this morning, and every time I read restraining order,
you think of that?
All I hear is Rick Moranis going,
a judicial estrangement order. That blue thing I got from her.
Restrangement? Well, Taylor actually has a restraining order.
Oh, okay.
She opened up. She was interviewed for Elle for the April issue of 30 Things She Learned Before She Turned 30. She actually carries Quick Clot Army grade bandage dressing around because she's that afraid
of
being shot or stabbed. She said, you know, what's so frustrating is the paparazzi will put her home address out for everyone to know where that's at. And I think that's the downside, obviously, of fame, is that you have to carry things like that around. So, you know, hopefully the judge and the, you know, law enforcements will keep him under control. But yeah, second time in 6 months.
See, I have a similar problem. I have to carry around a headshot and a demo. Just so I can look at people and go, oh, you don't know who I am? And then I'll hand it to them. And then we'll go out to my car and we'll listen to it while they gaze at my headshot.
And then they'll go, thank you, no thank you.
It's a little awkward.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Sometimes they just need a little reminder who you are. Yeah.
Sometimes they do. T-Pain is hosting the 2019 iHeart Radio Music Awards. What? Why is that funny?
Billboard Music Awards will be hosted by Heart Pain.
Well, he is fresh off his win from...
Country Music Awards will be hosted by Restless Leg Syndrome. Everybody put your hands together. RLS! RLS. Sounds like everybody's still clapping, but his leg just hasn't stopped moving.
Well, I feel like he's been a little bit made more relevant with his win from Fox as the Masked Singer. So, you know, good on you, T-Pain. But Alicia Keys, Ariana Grande, Halsey, John Legend, Casey Musgraves, they're all performing at the iHeartRadio Music Awards. And T-Swift is making a special appearance. That'll be fun. Nick Jonas and the Jonas Brothers were on Carpool Karaoke. And it's absolutely so funny because Nick talks about how he was the one that actually broke up the band to begin with. But they were filming a documentary for Amazon Studios and they just talked about how they wanted to get back together. That fire that they remembered really kind of clicked again for them. And that's what started their journey on getting back together this time, which I'm a fan. I said that when the song first came out. I was like, oh, yep. I like the Jonas Brothers again. Oh, they're so good. All right, that's today's beat.
And I'm trying to keep from going under. Baby, you turn the temperature higher.
It is a big birthday day today.
Yeah, it is.
Big birthday. Our birthdays. Brought to you by Finley's Grill and Smokehouse, where your birthday steak is always free.
So good.
Yeah, free. Plus, they've got this big old rock that they bring out, okay? They heat the rock to 700 degrees. They bring it out to your table. They set it down, and they line it up. Do you want chicken? Do you want fish? Do you want steak? They cut it up into little pieces for you, and they let you throw it on that rock right at your table and cook it the way you like at Finley's Grill and Smokehouse. Plus, don't forget they cater as well. Their cornbread.
Delicious.
I'd fight my mama for that cornbread. I'd fight your mama for that cornbread. I'd fight your mama and my mama at the same time.
and slap them
that's
both.
Well, that's going a little. It's International Women's Day.
But it's good corporate.
Happy birthday to our K Club members: Kristen Fairchild, Sean Kraft, Scott Priskowski, Adrian Brown, Kaylee Rudd, Tyler Amon, Vera Dickinson, Linda Jones Singer, also Megan Smith, John Rozak, Scott. Well, we already got you, Scott Priskowski. You're in here too, and Laura Hutton. Now the big one for the day today.
Oh, it's big. You ready?
Best beard in the business, hardest working man in show business. Ladies and gentlemen, happy birthday to J-Rod, the man who drives you home.
Look at that. Happy birthday, J-Rod. We love you.
I do. I love you, brother, man. So there you go. Happy birthday, J-Rod. He is 40 today, I believe.
The big
40. It is.
Oh.
Yeah, so if you see him tonight at the K105.3 birthday bash, know he's got a ride home. Just leaving it at that. If your birthday is today, you share it with the following Hollywood dignitary.
Musician Benny Blanco is 31. Tattoo artist Kat Von D is 37. Actor James Vanderbeek is 42. Actor Freddie Prinze Jr. is 43. News anchor Lester Holt is 60. Singer Gary Numan is 61. Country star Mickey Gilley is 83.
Happy birthday to you, if it is yours, from all of us here at K105.3 in Finley's Grill and Smokehouse. Hey, the Jackson YMCA's got some great things going on. Before I tell you about that, though, we do have to announce our $25 Finley's gift card winner.
Congratulations to Samantha Campbell. You are today's winner.
Congratulations, Samantha Campbell. Hey, the Jackson YMCA's got a tremendous thing going on. It's called Shape Up Jackson, and they want to encourage you to find a support buddy. I know it's getting late into the competition. If you don't have someone that can hold you accountable, not someone that's going to pat your hand and say, oh, you're doing great. Someone that's actually going to look at you and go, this is what you said you wanted to do, and this is what you're currently doing. Because sometimes we can't be that honest with ourselves. Sometimes we need somebody else to go, really? Really? Sweet tart ropes? You can't eat those. Give them to me. International Women's Day here on K105.3 and across the world internationally. That's why it's across the globe. Everyone's doing it. Everyone got the memo.
Everyone.
There was a memo sent out.
It was a big deal.
And it was all in caps. I don't know why.
Stop yelling.
It was unintentional. joining us here with a fantastic event tomorrow night, the one and only Denise Owens from the Jackson County Fair. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
It's great to see you, as always.
Oh, well, thank you. Same to you. I swear, I walked in here and I'm like, what is wrong with you guys? You are on fire today.
We're trying.
I mean, all you are doing is laughing, so I'm laughing all the way in to this, you know, in the middle of nowhere place. Where I have to dodge the deer.
Yes.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hopefully you dodge the deer.
I dodged
don't recommend
them.
Not dodging. Right. That would end up in a bad day.
It would be.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that. That's why we're award-winning here on this program.
That is, yes.
Denise Owens with a tremendous event tomorrow at the Jackson County Fairgrounds. And I'll tell you, there's brewing excitement.
Oh, good.
Here at the radio station between two of us. The birthday boy, J-Rod, he's all excited. I'm excited about Beer Fest. I know Captain Steve is excited about Beer Fest. Are you going to Beer Fest tomorrow?
No, I'm going to the women's.
I was just going to say, but you know, two great events. You can certainly do both.
Yeah. Oh, you could. Yeah.
But that'll be tomorrow at the Jackson County Fairgrounds. What time do the doors open for the VIP?
The VIP, and today's the last day. Actually, I apologize. We are sold out on the VIP.
Sold out on
11 VIP. O'clock, well, the VIPs will come trotting in. And then noon is when the regular tickets, and we'll be there waiting and ready. But you know what? You ought to get those tickets today for the
savings.
Yes, $5. I mean, yeah. Seriously, that's a food truck meal right there.
Well, how much are the tokens?
That you mean individual tokens?
Yeah, or okay. If you were to buy a 10-pack or whatever it is.
Yeah, I think it's 20. I can't remember. Don't hold me to that. You know, I mean, I've had a busy 2 days. I actually should have brought that with me to remind people. But, you know, here's the good thing. It's the exact same price it's been for the last 9 years. Actually, I think we upped it a little bit on year two, but it's the exact same. So if you remember when you bought those extra ones last year, it's the same price.
All right. Now, when people come in today for the doors opening to the public, or tomorrow, rather, when the doors open at noon, little different as far as the parking goes.
Yes, actually, I'm glad you said that, because you know that we are in the middle of a major renovation on the fairgrounds, so there's been some things, and a new building going up, the new American One Event Center. So there is no parking in the east lot, where we usually fill that. There's parking in the west lot for, you know, that's the area where the beer fest takes place, so there's limited parking over there. So we're going to open up the infield, and we're just going to ask people to park on the infield on the grass, not the track area. But there's, you know, we've got great community support too. So there's parking spaces all around the fairgrounds, and people, I'm sure, would be more than happy to post something in their yard if they wanted to extend that. But if you park anywhere else other than the fairgrounds, you just got to walk in the main gate and come in on the main, you know, the main entrance with a ramp there. So that's where the ticket booth is. If you didn't get your tickets ahead of time, you can get them there. But of course, you'll be paying $5 more.
But you can get those tickets right now at eTix.
eTix.com. That's correct.
E-T-I-X.
You got it.
.com. All right. Log on. Get your tickets now. Save yourself some money. Denise is going to stick around, do one of her favorite things in the world. Just play a game. why are you holding up a piece of paper that says boo?
It says Family Feud, boo, exclamation points.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play The Feud. Call 768-4-HITS. That's 768-4448. The Family Feud on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Look at her.
She's so happy to be here.
She can't wait.
This is her favorite thing in the whole wide world.
Mm-hmm.
She's getting ready for Beer Fest tomorrow, Jackson County Fairgrounds, the American One Event Center. $30 right now at eTix.
$30 right now. You can even call us and give me a credit card, and I'll put them in will call.
788-4405.
That's it.
For the Fair Box Office. But right now, we need you to call 768-4-HITS, 768-34s, followed by an 8. Someone's going to play with Jenny, someone's going to play with Denise, and someone's going to win 10 free coffees to Kelly Express marked. And what the heck, we'll put your name on the VIP list tonight. Hey, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Nicolette.
Nicolette. All right, hang on. Hi, who's this?
Antoinette.
And Nicolette. Nicolette and Antoinette.
Oh.
Wow. Antoinette. You don't even want to see how I'm writing Antoinette, because I'm writing it so I can say it, Antoinette. All right. We got Nicolette and Antoinette. Nicolette, you called first, so you get to pick who you get to play with this morning. Would you like to play with Jenny Lewis from the K105.3 Morning Show, who at times forgets to wear a coat? Or would you like to play with Denise Owens, who successfully puts together an entire week of entertainment at the fairgrounds that includes animals, that includes, you know, national acts, and of course, coordinating all these families having a wonderful time, plus a beer fest, plus so much more? Who would you like to play with this morning, Nicolette?
I can't abandon Jenny. I can't throw her to the side like that.
Thank you so much, Nicolette.
I'm not going to leave her.
Thank you so much.
All right, Antoinette, you're going to play along with Denise Owens this morning. It's International Women's Day, so ladies, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, here we go. Here is today's Family Feud question. We asked 100 people, name something you might see on the table when a poker game is in progress.
Ashtray.
An ashtray, you say. And that's Antoinette, right?
Yeah.
All right, Antoinette. Antoinette says, ashtray, show me ashtray. No, it's not there. I'm sorry, Antoinette.
Oh, I really thought you nailed it, too.
I did, too. I don't know. We go over to Nicolette and Jenny. Name something you might see on the table when a poker game is in progress.
Okay, Nicolette, what do you think?
I'm thinking either poker chips or cards. Obviously, it's got to be on there.
Sure, let's start with poker chips.
All right, show me poker chips. Yes, poker chips, number one answer, poker chips. So you got the number one answer. Do you want to play or do you want to pass?
What do you think?
Let's play.
All right, let's play.
Name something you might find on a poker table when a poker game is in progress. Number one answer, poker chips.
Okay, Nicolette, should we go with the second one that you wanted, the cards?
Yeah.
The cards.
Show me cards.
Yeah.
Yes, cards. Number two answer. Give me another one.
Oh my gosh. I don't want to say like a glass from a drink. But I kind of do.
Yeah.
But I kind of don't. I'm conflicted. I don't know.
I guarantee if it's a poker table,
even
they're
not
using
to have
a coaster.
On the table.
Yeah, they're not using coasters. Let's go with drinks.
You're going to... Drinks, all right.
Yeah.
Show me drink. Number four answer, beer.
Nice.
Beer. That's what you're going to see. Give me another beer at the poker table. All right, you got one answer left. Number one answer, poker chips. Number two, cards. And number four, beer. Name something you might see on the table when a poker game is in progress. Nicolette and Jenny, you have the board. Antoinette and Denise, just wait.
We're just hanging out there.
You could wait to nail it.
What about money? What about cash?
Oh, yes. Let's go with that. Yes, you're awesome, Jenny.
Let's do cash.
You know what? And I apologize, Antoinette. I didn't take Jenny's phone.
But it's face down. Look at it. It's face down.
Show me the money. Yes, right there. You go. That is, in fact, the winning answer there. So the top four answers, number one, poker chips, number two, cards, number three, money, and number four, beer. Antoinette, you didn't win, but we had a lot of fun playing with you. You have a great day. Nicolette, congratulations to you. You have won 10 free coffees to Kelly Express Mart. Plus, Nicolette, if you're not already, we're going to put you on the VIP guest list for tonight's K105.3 birthday bash at Chilango's Grill and Pub, where we will not only be celebrating 21 years here at K105.3, we're also going to be celebrating J-Rod's birthday.
Oh, cool.
So, Nicolette, what station just made you a winner?
K105.3.
You can't beat a little Melissa Etheridge. I'm sorry. International Women's Day. Come to my window.
I know I've said it, but this is the best day.
Of course, someone heard that song, took it the wrong way. He's now in police custody. Taylor Swift stalker is like, Melissa Etheridge told me to come to your window.
Crawl inside. Just wait for you.
The window was locked, so I had a cinder block. Went in there, and then it's you weren't home.
Like, it's almost like you weren't knowing I was listening to the song.
Trying to find the key. Just couldn't find it anywhere.
But here I am.
Let's get rid of the snow. That's what happens starting tomorrow. I'm pointing at you. I don't know why.
Like, I have the control over getting rid of the snow.
I think you do.
I don't wear a coat. I, of all people, want the snow to go away.
All right, now let's just go back here. Telling me to listen?
It never works. I don't know why I don't learn.
I'm wearing headphones. Your voice is pumped right through it. Really have no choice.
You don't, and you love it.
Belinda, listen.
I'm listening, Belinda.
Belinda Carlisle, Heaven is a Place on Earth. It's International Women's Day across the world. That's why they call it International.
International. Right. Says it right in the title.
Woman's Day. How are you planning on celebrating International Woman's Day?
With You Go Girl Weekend.
That's right. You Go Girl
you
Weekend.
You Go Girl Weekend. I just want to snap all the time.
You do. You snap at me and it scares me.
It's better than the listen. That's how it gets your attention.
It's 7:52. Coming up for you, Wilson Phillips. You got to hold on.
Just for one more.
One more day.
One more day.
That's all you got to do. A lot of people having trouble holding on to this weather. I'm ready to let it go.
Oh, please. I'm done with it already.
Well, if you lived in Minnesota, you betcha.
Oh, Minnesota.
Oh, look at that. It's
don't
a land
you know?
Of 10,000 lakes there. We love it here, and we're tired of winter, too. So much so that... Hennepin County Judge.
Yeah.
Kevin Burke just issued an official restraining order against winter.
You can't do that.
Well, tell him that. He's a judge. Find you in contempt.
A judicial estrangement order. That blue thing I got from her.
So, yet in the face of yet another major winter storm forecast to strike Minneapolis-St. Paul area this weekend, Burke dashed off his tongue-in-cheek emergency motion against the defendants, Minnesota meteorologists, Old Man Winter, and Mr. Snow. Just in case it's still not clear, the whole thing's a joke. The suit is filed by a firm of law, which is Sue, Grab It, and Run. That's the law firm. Sue, Grab It, and Run.
hire them for your legal needs.
This order was dated yesterday, also cast some good-natured shade on Minnesota's neighbors, declaring that while defendants are enjoined from permitting any more snowfall this year in and around Minnesota, this does not prohibit the defendants from continuing their exploits in Wisconsin, Iowa, South Dakota, or North Dakota. Which sounds so counterintuitive to everybody at Minnesota, you know?
You know?
Oh, you got some snow. I'm sorry about that.
I'm so sorry, Minnesota.
Hey, just put on your toque a little tighter. Hey, good morning, K105.3.
Oh, yeah. How did you get so cold outside and these girls want to hold on to something? I don't know what's going on.
I know, Gruber. I know. It's very chilly out there. And the thing is, when you're holding on to something, you got to make sure that it's plastic in the cold.
Well, I tried holding on to the flagpole, and that didn't work out well to me.
No, it doesn't. That's where you got to wear some mittens. You know, you call Ollie over there, and you tell her you need your mittens. But if you hold on to a pole, make sure you're not doing it with your lips or tongue, because that will hurt.
You know, that's why I called into you, because you got all the answers. Thanks so much for your help today.
It's our Minnesota correspondent, Gruber. Gruber Francis. And I'm looking at the next week. We're going to have some beautiful weather out there.
We saw a cardinal, which means spring is coming.
Either that or it's like, hey, you better. I'm flying to spring break.
I'm out.
See ya. Yeah, the TSA is Transportation Safety Administration. They're preparing for record numbers of people traveling for spring break this year.
And that's coming up.
Yeah, apparently the spring break window is from March 14th to April
28th. I missed my plans.
Well, yeah. But spring break in this area, it starts, the 29th
of
this month? And then they'll be back to school going back on the 8th of April. So that's the spring break window, at least for Jackson County schools. I know there are some schools that are different outside the ISD. But, yeah, the TSA says they're going to have increased waiting times.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because there's going to be so many people traveling.
Oh, okay, sure.
During this time period. So they're putting extra people out and everything to that effect. But just make sure that you're not bringing any liquids on, which I never understood.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't understand why you can get it at the... You can get, a bottle of water at the airport, but you can't bring it.
Well, I think it's because it's labeled and, you know, you bought it there and they know there's nothing else in there.
Oh, okay, sure.
But I think there should be special dispensations. I think as a person in line at the TSA, you should be able to say, no, sir, I know. Listen, I know that you don't allow liquids, but I've been standing next to this woman in this line for 45 minutes. And if she's got any mouthwash in there, you best not take it out. It's been a minute, but hey, it's that time.
What time is it?
It's time to give away 4 6-inch subs to Subway.
Yeah, it is.
A little different something here this morning. Four-year Friday and International Women's Day. Question has nothing to do with that, but I did want to do a little something. This happens to be the seventh, if it was an actual banking institution, okay, this particular body, if it was really a bank, ranks seventh as the largest U.S. housing lender in 2018. So there's a bunch of banks in front of this, and then there's this group of individuals, or this pair of people in some cases, that accounts for lending the most money, seventh most dollars lent in the U.S. in 2018. And I'm going to give you what I would call this, but I'm just going to give you the initials, okay? B-O-M-A-D, BOMAD, okay? BOMAD. What group of people are responsible for being the seventh largest lenders of money for homes? 7684 hits. It's not an easy one.
No.
Not an easy one at all. More than half of prospective homeowners under the age of 35 have gotten a loan and expect a loan from these people.
Wow.
And it would be called the BOMAD. 7684 hits. 7683 4s followed by an 8. Again, not a real bank. Who do you think that is? for 4 6-inch subs to Subway. Good morning, K105.3. Who's this?
Stacy.
All right, Stacy. Do you have a guess as to what BOMAD might stand for? Or just who's lending the most, my seventh most money for homes?
Quicken Loans?
Nope, it's not Quicken Loans. It's not really a financial institution at all. It would be a fictional one. But this is where a lot of people are getting their money for their homes. Good morning. What's your guess?
Mom and Dad?
Yes, yes. Right there. The Mom and Dad.
Bank first, of Mom and Dad.
First Bank of Mom and Dad.
Wow. So for people 35 years and under, what's the percentage on that again?
They've loaned last year, 1.2 million homes. On average, $39,000 lent or given from the First Bank of Mom and Dad.
Wow.
That's $317 billion worth of property across the U.S. in 2018. So the moral here is, do your chores, okay?
Yeah. Be a good kid.
Keep that curfew.
Yes, get good grades.
Don't say, you're trying to ruin my life. I hate you. Then stomp away. Doesn't work. They might lend you money for a home. What's your name?
Krista.
All right, Krista, congratulations to you. You've won 4 6-inch subs to Subway for correctly guessing the Bank of Mom and Dad. What are you going to get on those subs from Subway?
Oh, I always like the spicy Italian or the rotisserie chicken.
Yes!
All right, can we talk spicy Italian for a minute?
Let's talk spicy Italian.
And they look at you and they say, would you like double meat?
Yeah.
You have to pretend like, cholesterol.
Yes, I would.
Uh-huh. You bet. And if you're getting spicy Italian... What was that?
Is this part of a contest? Because I'll definitely help you out if it requires me getting extra meat, right?
You're going to Disney World, so you sandwich artist, you. Hey, what station just made you a winner?
K105.3.
It's like a siren song. I told you if you play her.
Why do you do this to me on a Friday, by the way?
He will come.
He heard his ears perked up. He's like, that's my girl.
Celine Dion.
Celine.
I know, but every time you play Celine Dion and then you tell people that I love Celine Dion and it's a Friday and then I hang out with my buddies because we're going to the Deer and Turkey Expo in Lansing. They're going to pick on me the entire way there and the entire way back.
But you know what?
I'm sure they're going to want to buy me like a Zima or something tonight.
Well, it's something different.
Why are you playing Celine Dion?
It's International Women's Day today, and it's a You Pick It weekend here at K105.3. And normally we start them on Saturday and Sunday, but in honor of International Women's Day, we started the You Go Girl weekend early.
Was this Jenny's idea or your idea?
You Go Girl.
J-Rod and I actually brainstormed. It's brought to you by Crazy Cowboy.
I meant starting it early.
Solutions. Oh, yeah.
Was Jenny's idea?
It was. Yeah. Well,
I love me some girls. You Go Girl. That's what I want to do.
We've already planned what we're going to do for Jackson's Hit Voice.
It's been such a productive morning.
Yeah, it's going to be...
What are you doing?
J-Rod, myself, and Jenny, we're going to do Wilson Phillips' Hold On.
Don't play that song this morning.
Oh, we've already done it. Oh.
It's already been in there.
I had a meeting in the other room. I do listen religiously. You know that. I had a meeting in the other room. And I'm it's not that I don't like the song. It's just every time I hear the song, it sticks in my head.
Gotta hold on.
And again, I don't really want to be driving to the Deer and Turkey Expo singing Hold On.
One more day.
Just hold on for one more day. And you break free from the chains. You gotta break free from the chains. Oh, yeah.
See what I started?
It's going to be fantastic.
All day.
Have you guys? Jenny actually has a beautiful voice. So, have you ever had anyone say to you, Scott, God, you're so funny. You're so great on the radio. Stop. Stop. STAAHHHHPPPP. Stop singing.
It's like you live my life with me. I hear that multiple times.
And then
times.
You look at them and you go, no. Change the channel.
Get your own show.
Every job has its perk. One of the perks of my job is that I can sing if I want to.
Whenever I want to.
The Big Dog will be along with us maybe tonight over at Chilango's Cantina.
Oh, for sure.
Grill.
Excited?
Yes, 21st birthday.
So excited about this.
Now, there's a couple of people in the building that have been here for just about the entirety.
Who's that?
Well, that's you.
Oh!
Is one. What, Doug?
One of 21, really? It feels like 43.
I mean, we listened to the Big Dog here on this station go from literally a teenager now to...
a puppy. To the Big Dog.
Yeah, I went from a teenager to 12.
He's regressing, and that's all right.
Look who's talking.
Oh, are you kidding me? I wear a bib when I drink coffee. I've gone to toddler phase.
So we're really giving away a trip to Mexico tonight?
Riviera Maya, Mexico. Ria Tequila, Mexico? Something like that.
Ria Tequila?
Yes.
Ria Tequila. Tequila. Yes.
In Riviera Maya, Mexico.
From Apple Vacations.
That sounds nice.
I'll have that. 517 Salon voted one of the top 10 salons in the state of Michigan. They're giving away a spa pedicure and their signature one-hour facial. So that'll be nice.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I'll have that.
Jenny, stay out of trouble, and if you can't do that,
don't get caught.